Jess.
Hi.
She gives to support Matteo, a ministry trainee at her church. Both use a stewardship account, so 25% gift aid is instantly added. Jess's giving goes further, and Matteo receives extra support. Then there's Frank.
Hello.
Stewardship helped him set up a fund to donate from his various assets. He supports Fatima, who started a charity with support from stewardship.
Stewardship. Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully. Search Stewardship and see how we can help you. Stewardship is a charity registered with the Charity Commission for England and Wales and the Fundraising Regulator.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 28 and 29. Since we are receiving a kingdom that is unshakable, let us be thankful and please God by worshipping him with holy fear and awe, for our God is a devouring fire. It's important that we never lose a sense of amazement that we are able to worship God at all. When Isaiah entered the temple after the death of King Uzziah, recorded in Isaiah chapter 6, he was completely overwhelmed by the experience. As he saw the holiness of God, he recognized how unholy he was and how unholy his society was. When we worship God, whether quietly by ourselves or in a church service, we should never rush unthinkingly into his presence or think that it's a small matter that we are worshiping the God of creation. In our verses today, the writer encourages his readers to worship God with holy fear and awe. Yes, God loves us more completely than we've ever been loved before, but he is also a devouring fire. He's absolutely holy, and anything that's not holy is burned up in his presence. We can approach God with great confidence, but that must never lead us to take the privilege for granted. While he is our friend, we must never lose that sense of God being infinitely greater than us and absolutely holy. Our God is awesome, which means that when we worship him, we'll sometimes feel overwhelmed by his presence. As we saw recently, creation will often help us as we think of the awesomeness of God. Gaze into the night sky, and it's possible to see between 2,000 and 3,000 stars on a clear night. That's great. But you need to remind yourself that our galaxy is composed of between 100 and 400 billion stars. That's our home. Then, as mentioned previously, there are more than 200 billion galaxies in total. My brain is not able to cope with these gigantic numbers, but I can go, wow, and acknowledge that God is absolutely awesome. He is surely worthy of the very best that we can bring to him in our worship. So let me ask you a question. What comes into your mind when you think of the awesomeness of God? Now let me pray with you. Almighty God, help us to learn more of what it means to worship you with holy fear and awe. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a really great day today.
Allow your faith to guide you. Grow purposefully with Stewardship. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.